24. Questioning, quote, active thermitic material discovered in dust, unquote, from the 9/11 World Trade Center catastrophe. Why has this new paper been published now by Jones, Herrett, et al.? What important 9/11 evidence are Steve Jones and the co-authors ignoring or unable to address? This is a quickly composed article, posted as a response to the recycled and morphing thermitic theory, which has again been dressed up in what appears to be an authentic scientific paper. As all 9/11 researchers should know, appearances can be deceptive. So let's scratch the veneer of apparent credibility and look at the evidence and issues Steve Jones and his cohorts won't address. Could Jones, Herrett, et al. Have published this paper because too many people are finding out about Hurricane Erin parked outside New York City on 9/11? Are they also realizing the connection of the effect seen at the WTC to those of the Hutchison effect? Exactly what is the Bentham Open Journal? It costs $800 to get a paper published on there. Perhaps it's too much to expect or ask reviewers to look into the background of the evidence as a way of validating the paper. Though the editor-in-chief is listed, no other details about reviewers on the editorial board are available, apart from their name and country. I.e., their qualifications and areas of specialism are not listed, at least not on this page. When studied closely, there is no verifiable evidence that thermite played any significant role in the destruction of the WTC, although it may have been used in cutting some of the small amounts of remaining steel in the cleanup operation. If it were truly significant, why didn't Jones and his team submit his research and their legal challenges to NIST? For example, 2005, Jones says, quote, thermitic carried in loads, unquote. And in 2006, Jones says, quote, probably thermite and superthermite, unquote. 2008, Jones says, quote, paint on thermite. 2009, Jones says, quote, active thermitic compounds. So which one is correct? Or is this morphing as we go to string people along and distract them from the verifiable evidence that thermite or superthermite or nanothermite or DOD thermite or supermagnate can never explain? Such as the severe lack of debris, upside-down cars at the WTC, straight-line hurricane movement, magnetic field disturbance at the precise moment of the so-called first impact. Recently, I compiled a list of questions and comments regarding Steve Jones and his research. I've reproduced slightly modified versions of some of the points here. 1. Stephen E. Jones and a group of people submitted an RFC to NIST regarding the NC Star reports for WTC 1 and 2. Why do these documents not mention molten metal anywhere in them? Why does it not mention Professor Jones' own thermite tests, which are said to be, quote, conclusive, unquote? 2. On May 8, 2008, Professor Stephen Jones suggests the towers could have been destroyed with the help of paint-on thermite. Why? 3. Can authors comment on or explain inverted cars near the WTC on 9/11 and the exploding cars reported by witnesses such as Patricia Androvic and the exploding Scott packs or oxygen tanks reported by some firefighters? 4. Can the authors comment on the proximity of Hurricane Erin to New York City during the events of 9/11? Was he aware of its proximity and existence? 5. Are the authors going to submit a key TAM fraud case against NIST contractors, as Professors Morgan Reynolds and Judy Wood have done? Dr. Judy Wood's case is currently under appeal. Now let's have a look at some other things that Dr. Steve Jones has suggested. Steve Jones suggested 9/11 truthers should irradiate themselves, see Chapter 6. About 30 seconds in, Jones says, okay, one other exercise is that we have learned that with the evidence we can learn a great deal. So if there is an event, and we won't even name a city, let's just say an American city, blamed on Iran, certainly there will be 9/11 truthers nearby. And I hope they realize the importance of collecting a sample, whether that's dust or radiation, having a radiation detector handy if you've got one, whether it's Geiger. If you send me a sample, I'd be glad to look at it, and I'm sure you would too, Bill. So if there is such an event, the reason I'm emphasizing this is because it's a bit of a warning. If there are perpetrators thinking about such another 9/11, they better think twice, because 9/11 truthers are out there. We are watching. We will get samples. We know what to do. Evidence-based studies. We can do it very quickly, and we can put an end to lies on the next 9/11 if it inaudible, which I hope we'll avoid, is what I'm trying to say. Unquote. Steve Jones denies that 70 stories of WTC steel turned to dust. Instead, he says it, quote, shook and fell, unquote. Stephen Jones suggests it's safe to dip wet fingers in molten metal. What has this got to do with what happened at the WTC? It's all about the cover-up of free energy. But some people who were previously involved in the cold fusion cover-up don't want you to realize that.